We continue our learning. We're in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ein ma'amidin behema befundi ka'os shel ovdei kochavim. Person is not permitted to have an animal, to literally mean to stand. To stand an animal, to place an animal in the punduk, in the inn of an oved kochavim. Why can't we place an animal in the punduk of an oved kochavim? Because we're afraid because oved kochavim are suspected of committing bestiality. So that's one of the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach, and it's included in Gili Arayos, and therefore that would be a violation of the Jew of lifnei evelo sitei michshol, putting a stumbling block in front of an oved kochavim, in front of someone who's potentially would do an aveira. Now, this would be true even if the Oved Kochavim has his own animal. Say, if he has his own animal, what am I adding if I'm giving another animal? He potentially could violate bestiality, revia, with his own animal. So the answer is no. The Oved Kochavim, we assume, that is going to be careful not to violate bestiality with his particular animal, not because of any avera that he's concerned about, but rather because it may harm the animal. So he'd rather, even though he has his own animal, he'd rather use the Jew's animal, because that's not, if the animal's harmed through the revia, he doesn't care anyway. What about placing? What about it's a female animal, but the idolater is an Ovedes Kochavim, is a woman. So then, what's the concern? So the concern is the men who come to hang out with the women may end up using the animal for bestiality purposes, and this would also be a problem of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Now this seems to be a Stam Mishnah. It sounds like the Mishnah does not have any opinion that disagrees, but the Gemara has another Tana. There is another Tana that the Gemara quotes that says that we're not afraid. There is no suspicion of Ovdei Kochavim to engage in bestiality. And the question is then, who do we follow? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that we follow the opinion in our Mishnah. Indeed, therefore, we have to be concerned with giving an animal to an Oved Kochavim. And others say, no, we follow the Tana that's not found in this Mishnah, the Tana that's quoted in the Gemara, that holds that there's no problem, there's no suspicion at all. The post can write, though, that if it's we live in countries where this is these types of, or a culture where this would be punishable by this would be a punishable crime, let's say revia of an animal, so then we don't have to be worried about giving an animal to a punduk, to the inn to the stable of an Oved Kochavim, because he's afraid he may be punished for that by the authorities, and therefore there's no concern, there's no problem of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Then the Mishnah says losis yach. A Jewish woman should not have yichud, not be secluded with an idolater, with an oved kochavim, because the oved kochavim are suspected with respect to arayos, with respect to immorality. So we should know this anyway. To have yichud, a woman can't be secluded even with a Jewish man. We know that from the fourth back, the end of Maseches Kiddushin. So why would the Mishnah need to tell me that a Jewish woman should not seclude herself with an idolater? That should be obvious. She can't even be secluded with a Jewish man. So the answer is that based on the Gemara, that the Bar Tanura said, and I quote here, afilu biyichud shekiryotzei bo etel Yisrael mutter. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even in a case where yichud, we were permitted with a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, kigon sheishto imo. Let's say you have a person, is with a woman, but his wife is there as well. So normally, a man with two women is a problem of yichud. Only a man with three women is not a problem of yichud. So if it's two women and one man, it should be a problem of yichud, but that's not an issue if ishto imo. If his wife is one of those women, that's okay when it comes to a Jewish man. However, when it comes to an Oved Kochavim, so the wife of the Oved Kochavim being there is not going to help. The Jewish woman cannot have Yichud there, because the fact that Ishto Imo doesn't mean that he's going to refrain from violating Arayos. Just the fact that his wife, whatever that marriage is considered, we still suspect them, and therefore the woman should not have Yichud with an Oved Kochavim, even in a case where the Oved Kochavim's wife is present. Rashi explains it further. It means that the woman doesn't even care because she herself is unfaithful to her husband. So why would she care necessarily if her husband is in violation of arayos with this Jewish woman? Then the Mishnah says, "Lo is yached adam imahen b'nei shechashudim al shvichos damim." A Jewish man cannot be alone also with no ravid kacham. What are you afraid? This is not about arayos. This is about he may kill the Jew. What about a Jewish woman? So Jewish women, we don't have to be concerned about that. Meaning, why don't we mention anything about this concern of murder when it comes to what we spoke about, arayos? That's going to be a problem not only with where it's one, where it's the Oved Kochavim and a Jewish woman. It's Oved Kochavim and the Oved Kochavim's wife and a Jewish woman. We spoke about arayos. We didn't mention anything about Shvichus Dam, about murder. And the Gemara says, a woman, when it comes to the Isha, Klei Zayneha Aleha, her weapons are with her. What does that mean? It means that we're afraid that the man is not going to, we're not concerned rather that the Oved Kochavim is going to kill this woman, is going to harm this woman. A woman, she has her weapons upon her. What does that mean? She's a woman, maybe because her relative weakness compared to the man. Different reasons why we assume that the only problem of Yichud of a Jewish woman with an Oved Kochavim is immorality and has nothing to do with Shvichus Damim. Nonetheless, when it comes to a Jewish man, there is an issue of Shvichus Damim, as the Mishnah says, Lo yisyached adam imahen b'nei shechashudin al Shvichus Damim. In places where the authorities, where the government will punish someone for committing the crime of murder, so then we don't have to be concerned with this. And in fact, the poskim say that. And therefore, there's no problem of having yichud of a Jew, having yichud with an Oved Kochavim. Mishnah then says, Bas Yisrael, lo si yaled es ovedes kochavim, ibn eshem yaledes bein la'avodazara. Here it says you have a Jewish, let's say a Jewish woman who's a midwife. So she should not be, assist in having an Ovedes Kochavim woman give birth. Why? Because by doing so, she's bringing a child into the world who's going to become an Oved Kochavim. Let's say, though, it's going to lead to Eva, as in many cases lead to animosity between the Jews and the non-Jews. So then, this would be, she's a professional midwife, let's say, she's an obstetrician. So then, the poskim assume that it would be acceptable. And the Bartra even adds, he said, Nation Megadelis, Bein Avotas Kochavim, but let's say she's being paid, then muteres mishum eva. Being paid, it's a profession, so then it's certainly acceptable to avoid any animosity at all. Avol ovedes kochavim yaledes bas Yisrael. The Mishnah says an ovedes kochavim can be mialedes bas Yisrael. You have a Jewish woman who's about to give birth. So let's say you have an ovedes kochavim who's the midwife. She is permitted to assist the Jewish woman in delivery. And says the Bar Tanura, bizman shacheros omdos al gaba, only when there are other people who are present. But if it's only the two of them, the idolatrous midwife and the Jewish woman who's delivering, that's a problem. Shechashudos al shvichus damim shemay dahargenu. For about shvichus damim, about killing the baby. That is a concern when they're together only. They're secluded. If the other people are present, then it is permitted. Let's say the midwife is the Ovedes Kochavim is a professional. So some poskim will say, because she's afraid to ruin her reputation, she will avoid harming the woman who's delivering or the baby, etc. And others say, even there, we have to be concerned. Then the Mishnah says, what about a wet nurse? Bas Yisrael lo sonik b'na shel Ovedes Kochavim. Jewish woman should not become a wet nurse for the child of an Ovedes Kochavim. Once again, the same idea as we mentioned, the same way we said, lo tiyaledes Ovedes Kochavim. Here we spoke about a Jewish midwife not bringing a child into the world who's going to be who's going to follow idolatrous practices. So here too, the wet nurse is raising this child and allowing it to survive and to thrive. So we have to be concerned as well. Now, what about, let's say she is a professional wet nurse. Would we say she's being this pink but schar? So we spoke about a midwife. We said that that's an exception, that that's acceptable. If you have a Bas Yisrael, she is permitted to be a midwife for an Ovedes Kochavim as long as she's being paid, as long as she's a professional. But we don't see that here in the Mishnah. And the reason for this is that unlike a midwife, a wet nurse, we can avoid Eva. Remember, the Baal Tanura says the whole concern is that if you're a professional and you're going to refuse to act as a midwife to deliver the child, the Avodas Kochavim, that could raise animosity between the Jews and the non-Jews. But when it comes to becoming a wet nurse, it's very simple. A woman could say, I don't want to serve as a wet nurse because I don't want to become unattractive to my husband. She's not married. Let's say she wants to get married. So she has ways to avoid that, to evade that. And therefore, we're not afraid of, said some of the Rishonim say, we're not afraid of Eva at all. Then the Mishnah concludes, Avalo Vedas Kochavim Minika Vina Shel Yisrael Berushusa. An Ovedes Kochavim can act as a wet nurse for the son of a child of a Yisraelis, and don't have to be afraid that the Ovedes Kochavim wet nurse may try to kill the Jewish child. Because we assume, once again, in this case, she's nursing in the home of the mother, as long as the mother or another Jew is present, so that is acceptable. Now, what does this teach us about, should we assume that if this is the only, we're not concerned about this at all? I guess the milk of an Ovedes Kochavim is permissible for a Jewish child. The problem is that the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet says that a Jewish child can only be nursed from, let's say, an unkosher animal or from a non-Jewish woman, only it's of the case of pikuach nefesh, if it's life-threatening. So, but this Mishnah seems to imply that the only concern was potential shvichus damim, which we're not afraid of. So, but drinking the milk, it seems that the baby is able to drink the milk of this woman. So how do we understand that? So some Rishonim say that our Mishnah is only speaking about an emergency situation. It's in the Shas Hadchak and a pikuach nefesh. That's when we're going to allow this. However, the Rishonim say no, that there's no problem at all with the milk of an Ovedes Kochavim to be drunk by a Jewish child, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. What about the other Gemara in Yevamos? The Gemara on Kuf Yudal in Yevamos, it seems to be saying it's only allowed in cases of Pikuach Nefesh. So there is a Midas Chasidus. We think metaphysically, maybe the milk is going to harm the Jewish child, his spiritual growth, character, etc. But certainly there's no problem at all halachically to drink the milk of a non-Jewish, for a Jewish child, drink the milk of a non-Jewish child. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Misrapin mehen, ripui mamon, avalo, ripui nefashos. Here we're speaking about, you want to seek medical treatment to have from a non-Jewish doctor, from an idolatrous, but one who, a doctor or a non-Jew who worships idols. So the Mishnah here says ripui mamon is permitted, but not ripui nefasha. So if the property, an animal, let's say, of a Jew needs healing, so then it's no problem with having that done by an Oved Kochavim. But ripui nefashos, where the Jew himself needs medical treatment for an illness that he has, so that's not permitted. The Gemara explains on Daf Chav Zayin, we're afraid that this Oved Kochavim is going to potentially murder the Jewish patient. He may be involved in malpractice, and he has the excuse that he's trying to help him out. And therefore it needs to be avoided. If, let's say, though, it's a case of pikuach nefesh, without the help of the doctor who's an Ovid Kochavim, the Jew is going to die, so then the poskim say that would be permitted. Let's say we're talking about a professional, shouldn't we assume, like we said earlier, that the Ovid Kochavim has a reputation to uphold as a professional? So some poskim say that if in fact he is recognized as a competent physician, so then a Jew can seek treatment from him because he's not going to want to compromise his reputation. Some say that it also may matter whether the Jew is chashuv. If the Jew is someone is considered a chashuv person, so he's regarded by the non-Jews as well, by the Ovdei Kochavim, as someone who also has a positive reputation in their eyes, so they're afraid that the Jews may, there may be some type of revenge that Jews may have if any harm is caused to him. Some say that this whole halacha is all about free medical treatment. But if a Jew is paying for it, so then the non-Jews being paid for his services, so we obviously not going to want to lose out on his money, and we don't have to be concerned about any harm that's going to be done to the Jew. Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein mistaprin mehen b'chol makom divrei Rabbi Meir." This being about a haircut. So Rabbi Meir says that a Jew cannot have a non-Jewish barber cut his hair, and this is true b'chol makom, which means even in a public area, people are passing by and may see what's happening. We're afraid that it'll take 2 seconds. He'll use the razor. He may kill the Jew. So the Jew is a very compromised situation, sitting there in the barber's chair. So therefore, it doesn't matter even if the haircut is being given in Rosh Hashanah. The Chachamim omrim b'Rosh Hashanah mutar avalo beino leveino. If it's Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim say we don't have to be concerned that the Oved Kochavim barber is going to kill him. It's a public area. Many people are going to potentially may see, but beino leveino. But if they are in a secluded area, So then that is a problem of sitting for a haircut where the barber is an Oved Kochavim. Now, beino leveino can't mean with just the two of them. We already know, based on the concern of Shvichos Damim, that to have a yichud with a man with an Oved Kochavim who's also a male is a problem of Shvichos Damim. We came to the female, we had the issue of arayas. When it comes to the male, we said the problem of Shvichos Damim. So beino leveino should be a problem, forget about haircut, should be a problem in general. So therefore, the Rishonim explained that the chiddush of the Mishnah here is beino Oleveno means no. It's a private area that may be like an alleyway somewhere. Occasionally people pass by. It's just not a Rosh Hashanah. Even there, it's going to be a problem. The Bar Tanura says, interesting, there's an exception here. He says, if the Jew looks into the mirror. Now we usually get haircuts. There's always a mirror on the wall. But he was speaking about it wasn't always a mirror on the wall. But you brought your own mirror because you want to see. You need to look good. So if the non-Jew sees that. Oved Kochavim sees that the Jew is looking to a mirror, then mutter, then you bring a mirror along, then you can get a haircut from the non-Jew, even according to the Chachamim, even beino leveino, even though it's in a private place. The Neymar Amar Ha'akum, you know what the Oved Kochavim says to himself? Ho'il mistaper hachi. Since he's getting a haircut like this, he brings his mirror along, he needs to see to make sure he looks perfect. Adam Chashavu, he's obviously a Chashav person, umis yari lahargo, and then he'll be afraid to kill him.